Okay, let's unpack this. We're taking a deep dive into something incredibly vital yet often overlooked, your kidney health. You've brought us some fantastic sources on kidney blood tests, and our mission today really is to pull out the most important nuggets. We want to help you understand the critical role these unsung heroes play.
They really are unsung heroes.
Right, and why testing matters and, practical steps you can actually take to keep them thriving.
What's truly fascinating here is just how foundational the kidneys are. I mean, they're not just passive filters for waste and excess fluids.
No.
They're active regulators of blood pressure. They're crucial for maintaining optimal electrolyte levels. And they even stimulate red blood cell production, through that hormone erythropoietin.
Right, EPQ.
Exactly. So a decline in their function, well, it means your body loses its ability to effectively eliminate toxins. It really impacts that stable internal environment your body just needs to survive.
That's a bit unsettling, isn't it? Because here's where it gets really interesting and, well, often really tricky for you. Common conditions like chronic kidney disease, CKD, they can gradually impair this vital function. And the deceptive part.
It's the silence.
Yeah, the silence. Your kidneys have such like immense functional reserve that you can lose up to 90% of their filtering capacity without feeling anything, no symptoms.
It's quite shocking when you think about it.
It is. This silent decline is why these tests aren't just important. They're often your only early warning system. And
Right.
beyond CKD, you've got key risk factors like diabetes, hypertension.
And family history. Don't forget that one.
Absolutely. And then there are kidney stones, those hard deposits, minerals, and salts that can cause, well, excruciating pain when they decide to move.
Yeah. So, given that silent progression, then, how do we actually get ahead of this? What's the critical step for, early detection?
It has to be testing.
Regular kidney blood tests are paramount, especially for those at risk. They can reveal subtle abnormalities long before you feel any discomfort. This proactive approach allows for timely interventions that can significantly alter disease progression. It can turn a potential crisis into something manageable.
So if you're thinking about getting a test, preparation is key. It's not complicated, but important.
Right.
You'll likely need to fast for a specific period that's really crucial for accurate creatinine and BUN, blood urea nitrogen levels.
Very important for accuracy.
And always talk with your healthcare provider if you need to maybe adjust any medications temporarily. The blood draw itself, quick, usually just a minor pinch.
Yep, pretty straightforward procedure.
It's a small step for potentially really big insights.
And when it comes to actually interpreting those results, looking at the numbers, several indicators offer a window into your kidney health.
Okay, like what?
Well, creatinine levels normally, they're sort of between 60 to 110 micromoles per liter bilirubin. And BUN levels, usually 2.5 to 7.1 millimoles per liter bilirubin. These give insight into filtering efficiency.
So higher numbers are generally less good.
Generally, yes. Higher numbers suggest your kidneys aren't clearing these waste products quite as effectively as they should be. And then there's the GFR, the glomerular filtration rate.
Ah, yes, the GFR.
Think of it like the speedometer for your kidneys. It tells us how many milliliters of blood they're cleaning per minute. It gives you a clear percentage of their overall operational health.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, if your results are outside the normal range, it doesn't automatically mean disaster.
Right, don't panic.
Exactly. Don't panic. But it absolutely signals that, further investigation or maybe closer monitoring is warranted. Always, always communicate clearly with your healthcare provider to understand what these numbers mean specifically for you.
What really stands out to me here, though, is how much control you actually have over this. Your everyday lifestyle plays a huge role, a massive role.
Absolutely massive.
Diet is immense. A balanced diet, especially cutting back on sodium, helps directly lower blood pressure. And that's a major stressor on those tiny filtering units in your kidneys.
Big connection there. And hydration is equally vital for flushing toxins. I mean, being dehydrated can increase the risk of kidney stones.
Right, it literally causes deposits.
Yeah. And regular exercise, aim for at least, what, 150 minutes of moderate activity weekly? That helps. Maintaining a healthy weight is key too.
And the usual suspects, minimizing smoking and excessive alcohol, they play a part too.
Definitely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, consistent kidney, well, abnormal liver function can actually affect kidney health sometimes.
Yeah.
So looking at both gives a truly holistic view of your overall well-being. It's about seeing your body as this interconnected system, not just isolated parts.
Yeah, it all works together.
Yeah.
Ultimately, understanding and prioritizing your kidney health isn't just about avoiding problems down the line. It feels like an act of proactive self-care.
It absolutely is.
Something that empowers you to live your healthiest life.
Which really brings us to an important question for you listening. Knowing the quiet but frankly vital work your kidneys do every single second, and the potentially life-saving insights a simple blood test can offer, how will you empower yourself? How will you ensure their long-term health and well-being?